This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Osama bin Laden has appeared in a videotape with a message for the United States. His first message in more than a year. The tape was aired last night by Al Jazeera, the Arab satellite news channel. Bin Laden addressed the American people directly with an appeal to change U.S. policies in the Middle East and a threat that more attacks are possible if those policies are not changed. The tape appears to have been made quite recently. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
Oh, American people, Osama bin Laden begins, speaking directly to the public in the United States. This is the first time that bin Laden has crafted his message specifically to the public here, and he gets to the point quickly. I am speaking to you about war and its causes and results, he says, and about the best way to avoid another Manhattan. The translation is from CNN.
Your security is not in the hands of Kerry or Bush or al-Qaeda. Your security is in your own hands. Any nation that does not attack us will not be attacked.
Contrary to the claims of Bush, bin Laden says, we do not hate freedom. We fought you because we want freedom for our nation. When you squander our freedom, we will squander yours. I am surprised by you, bin Laden continues. Despite entering the fourth year after September 11th, Bush is still deceiving you and hiding the truth from you, and therefore, bin Laden threatens, the reasons are still there to repeat what happened on September 11th. He does not make a specific threat, however. Bin Laden says it first occurred to him to attack towers in the United States after Israel's invasion of Lebanon in 1982. During that time, he was fighting with the Mujahideen in Afghanistan against the Soviet Union. But he says as he watched the Israeli bombardment of apartment towers in Beirut, supported by the United States, he says, it occurred to me to punish the unjust in the same way and to destroy towers in America so it could taste some of what we are tasting. The implication of bin Laden's words seemed to point to continuing attacks against the U.S. if it maintains, in bin Laden's view, its close support for Israel. Bin Laden also made some comments about President Bush's initial reaction when he learned that the first plane hit the World Trade Center on September 11th. The president was in Florida visiting a school, listening to children read. We estimated it would take 20 minutes before Bush and his administration would react, bin Laden says, expressing surprise that President Bush remained in that classroom for several minutes before taking any action.
It never occurred to us that he, the commander-in-chief of the country, would leave 50,000 citizens in the two towers to face those horrors alone, because he thought listening to a child discussing her goats was more important.
Bin Laden seems to be suggesting here that the attackers expected the United States to muster a military counterattack much more quickly, and that he did not anticipate beyond the first hit that other hijacked planes would reach their targets. In the tape, bin Laden appears healthy and strong. The tape appears to have been made indoors. Bin Laden stands in front of a plain brown backdrop. He wears a turban and a gold cloak. He speaks clearly. He refers to the upcoming U.S. presidential election, but mentions John Kerry only in passing. This, plus text in the video, suggests the tape was made recently, possibly just last Sunday. The last videotape of bin Laden was released just over a year ago on September 10th, 2003. The most recent audio tape from him surfaced last April. Mike Schuster, NPR News.